hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two. With me today, Dick Mills. Been in politics, Texas politics, for about a half a century. Been a friend of Ron Paul's for about 30 years. By the way, I did get a call this morning after we talked to Ron, and I said, you know, Ron, I said, I've been contacting your people at your headquarters, trying to schedule out an interview, and I've been unsuccessful for, roughly about 4 months. So he made the call last night, and he will be scheduled out after the 19th. I'll have him on the air for a full hour. And I explained to his media people, I said, look, I said, I'm not going to keep running back to the trough for 15 minutes here or 10 minutes there. I want to do a full hour, and then I will bring him back. But I understand that there is a great amount of pressure for his time. But this network does get a quite a bit of coverage. And there is a lot of what I would call the salt of the earth out there. And Dick, I don't know if I told you this, and we've had the opportunity to talk. And when we first pressed the flesh, it was down at the Sheridan last Thursday. What a gathering that was. It was a 6th annual policy orientation for the Texas legislature. You know, all the usual suspects were in attendance. And one of the people that they had there was Dr. Arthur Laffer. Now, if you've ever heard the term the Laffer curve, well, that came from this guy. And he's touted by Time magazine as being the century's greatest minds. And, Dick, you and I were seated at a table after finishing our lunch, and Mr. Laffer got up. And I could only stand about 15 minutes of this guy's claptrap. Now,
as you said, John, he didn't make us laugh. He made us leave.
Oh, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I stood up, and before I walked out of that place, I just turned. There had to have been, 400 attendees there?
We had about 600 there, John.
600 seated there in a room, and I got up and walked right through the middle of it, and I stopped, and I looked at Mr. Laffer, and he saw me, and I was just staring at him, and I just shook my head no and walked out of the place. I couldn't stand another moment of this. You know, inflation is in check. The business climate for 08 is going to be a little bit rocky, but overall it's bright. He got into the transnational corporations, and what an opportunity it is to do business with slave states. And, well, you know the rhetoric, folks. It's the same old, same old. And all the while, Rome is burning, and Mr. Laffer is up there making some outrageous claims, and I know differently. You know, inflation is in check. My eyeball. Inflation is right now running at about 11.75%, almost 12. Mr. Bernanke's Ben Bernanke, which was coined by Peter Schiff, Erwin Schiff's son, the bottom is getting ready to drop out, and they're doing the same old shtick. I mean, it was like watching politics in motion. And this Laffer gentleman, he was the author of the supply side economics, or the trickle down economics, of Ronald Reagan's cabinet, and he was on the economic advisory board for 8 years for Ronald Reagan. Of course, that was the second term. We saw Mr. Laffer install just about every CFR person that he could in Reagan's cabinet in a second year. Just in case you were wondering, what in the heck happened to Ronnie Reagan in his second term? There's your answer. We'll take the break, come back on the other side, much more right after this.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Yesterday, at about 1 o'clock, Dick and myself, Ron Paul, and a gentleman on the West Coast, I will not mention his name at this point, folks, we are very aware of the Ron Paul campaign, how it's going. We understand its strengths, and we also understand its weaknesses. And we have been talking a lot about that, addressing those very issues. And the guy on the West Coast is going to be the checkbook guy. Now, I will say to you that whatever funds are necessary for Ron Paul's campaign will be made available. But not, and let me underscore and repeat this. Now, the show is recorded in its archive, so we have a recorded record of this. This is not part of the official Ron Paul campaign. This is for the meetup groups out there. This is for Ron Paul Friends USA. This is going to be a well-mapped-out strategy to help organize people and, more importantly, give them the funds to do what they need to do in each and every one of the areas of the country. Now, that sounds like a daunting task, but it is not. As Dick, you said at the top of the program, you know, what's politics all about? Boil it all down. All the rhetoric, all the gaudy and baldy in your face. I mean, the confetti and the fake straw hats and, you know, the red, white, and blue and all that stuff. It boils down to exactly three things: organization, organization, and organization. We are well aware of the Paul campaign and where it sits at right now. And by FEC rules, we are not allowed with Mr. Paul or any of his people at the campaign headquarters to discuss strategies, to discuss money, contributions, or anything of that sort. That's why we are going to go with the strength that's out there, this grassroots movement, which has been really, really effective at drawing attention to Ron Paul. But Dick Mills, you said to me the other day about the sign waivers, this doesn't get people elected. Did I lose him?
No, I'm still here.
Okay.
Oh, you're absolutely right, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's early on in the campaign, it was a valid thing to do, and it still is, by the way, but it can't be the major thing to do. But this creates the enthusiasm and generates the interest in Ron Paul and individuals in a local area to get involved with their meetup groups. I want to emphasize again the importance of, if we're going to kick this thing off, John, we need everyone listening to contact any meetup group that they're a member of or can find out in their local area and get them to join Ron Paul Friends USA. That's visit our website at www.ronpaulfriendsusa.com.
Now, why are we asking them to do that, Dick?
Well, because we're going to need every boot on the ground that we can get. And if we're going to have the funds available to do the kind of radio and television advertising that you and I have talked about, it eventually boils down to volunteers working their precincts and their neighborhoods. And this is what we call the boots on the ground. You've got to hit the bricks, folks. And if you don't, everything else that we do, radio and television ads do not convert into votes. But your individual efforts in your precinct, in your neighborhood, knocking on the doors of your neighbors, will generate the kind of respect for you and Ron Paul that we need to get that vote out on the primary day.
Now,
and without that, we're lost.
And what is going to happen here, now, having said that, the political ads, now that simply draws attention to the candidate. That makes them aware. But the follow-up and the real meat behind this is the boots on the ground with the information, with getting people on board, talking with them, and doing whatever. But I have spoken to my co-host on Cashflow, James Martinez, him being a Hollywood casting director and actor. He is, let me put it to you this way. he's very, very well connected in Hollywood. Now, he is approaching Oliver Stone about producing and directing the obviously, not for the radio ads, but for the television ads. He's going to call on writers out there in Hollywood for Ron Paul's behalf. And we are going to make this a campaign blitz via the airwaves that heretofore that this country has never seen. Now, you see the standard political ads out there. But what we're also doing is also bringing very, very, very high-level and top people, folks, that understand the psychological ramifications of the human condition, human nature. And we are going to bring this force together to make the most effective TV ad and radio campaign that this country has ever seen. Now, that is important because people need to know about Ron Paul. Believe it or not, and it may not be within the sphere of your understanding because you're so hyped up about him, you talk to people all the time, but this is a very large country with a very, very, very large population of diverse opinions. And Dick, when you get down to politics, this is why I've always encouraged people to call in to the American Journal on C-SPAN in the mornings. They do a 3-hour talk format where anybody is free to call into that program. And these are the people, ladies and gentlemen, that think they think themselves as being political savvy, They're politically savvy enough that they know what they know, and, well, that's all that's necessary. And I've listened to that show a lot, and I've encouraged people to call in. But there are many different avenues which we can take. But one thing that has been missing here has been a pronged attack, if you will, on what is going to be most effective. We're not going to waste time with stuff that is not effective. And one other thing that I wanted to bring up here, and we, meaning Dick and I, have been talking to people. Dick has been making his phone calls. I have been making my phone calls. I have located the people that are going to open up the checkbook because they understand that the only hope that this country has. And let's be honest here. Ron Paul is not the panacea and the cure-all for all the ills of this country. What this man is going to become is a lightning rod, and he's going to have the nation's biggest bully pulpit that you have seen. And what this is going to do, and I've already seen it start to happen, as I relayed to Mr. Paul yesterday, is that the better people and the better minds that are starting to come forth, because heretofore they have given up on the system, Dick. Yep. They just flat gave up on it. And my little analogy here about showing back up at your business, you've been locked out of it, and your inventory is gone, your books have been cooked, your cash register is empty, and you're just standing there wondering what the heck went on. Well, that is a direct result of our non-involvement, and we have not overseen the people that have not played by the rule book. Now, let me give you another analogy here, the one that I have used on this program before, that here we are, there's Team A and Team B. We show up on the field to play a game and conduct ourselves by the rules. We play hard, and the best man wins. But there's something wrong here. Because we give it our all, we try everything, we're still playing by the rules, but we still lose every game. Ah, they're not playing by the same rules.
Let me say this as a word of encouragement to people who are new to the political process and have not participated before. Historically, during the primaries, only 7 to 12% of the qualified registered voters will vote in any primary. So our task is not as daunting as it might appear at first blush. We don't have to win a majority of the entire United States. We simply have to win a majority of that 7 to 12%. What I have seen traveling the country is young people and people who have not heretofore been involved in the political process, coming out of the woodworks in support of Ron Paul.
Well,
and it's most encouraging. And let me say this about Ron Paul Friends USA. If you visit our website and join us, to allay any fears, you will not be inundated with emails or telephone calls. Your personal information will not be given out except to leaders in your state or in your specific geographic area who are charged with organizing our members in that area for concerted effort.
You know, and there's politics as usual and human beings and, well, human nature. There is a gentleman that I know from Michigan, Paul Garfield, that was unceremoniously dumped from the national campaign, the Ron Paul campaign, because he was working people too hard. And who they have in there now, to my understanding, is somebody that, isn't exactly the kind of person that you want in there. And, Mr. Paul, we talked about that yesterday, and you had made the suggestion for his people to look into that and reinstate him, because he was not only active in Michigan, he was helping out with Indiana and Ohio and I think another state as well, Illinois.
Right, so I suggested that he be made a very key figure in that region up there. And I talked to Paul yesterday after our call, John, and he told me that since he had departed from the official campaign, the polls in Michigan have dropped from 14% for Ron Paul down to 4%. And thousands of his people have become disillusioned because Paul was let go. And he's a very effective, very energetic man.
Oh, yeah.
And I highly recommend recommended to Ron Paul that he take advantage of this man's talents.
Well, and I know him, and he was involved in political campaigns with success in Michigan. I've sat down, drank a beer with this guy, so I know who he is. And that was one of the first things that came out of your mouth yesterday when we had our conference call. At any rate, we'll take the break here. We'll come back on the other side. Take your calls, 800-313-9443. We will do that after a little bit of this.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
It is a Ron Paul revolution, folks, and what I'm suggesting here at this network, and I just received American Free Press today, and they have an insert here. It's a special handout report, and this was specifically designed to purchase and hand out to people. It covers Mr. Paul's background, who he really is, what he stands for, how the doctor has a prescription for what ails America today. It goes into his issues on debt and taxes, war and foreign policy, life and liberty, the Second Amendment, Social Security, education, border security, immigration reform, privacy and personal liberty, health, freedom, prosperity, rights, eminent domain, and even covers health care and racism as well. This is an 8-page handout, okay, in a format that makes it very, very easy for you just to hand this to somebody, and they go, oh, okay. Now, what I'm suggesting to people, America, Freedom to Fascism, which Ron Paul is prominently featured in Aaron Russo's presentation, talks about the income tax, as Mr. Paul has talked about, talks about the funny money system, the Federal Reserve banking system. In this DVD, it will walk you through absolute stupidity. And in an hour and about 56 minutes, it will take you up through and including the globalist plan from the North American Union here in America. Now, I was just at a gas station before I rolled in here. I had to run home real quick, and before the show today, I took the opportunity. Some Round Rock firemen were fueling up their big hook and ladder truck, and I had the opportunity to talk to them. Well, I gave them a copy of Freedom to Fascism, and I gave them the Ron Paul information. And I was inside the store for about 10 minutes. They were continuing to fuel their truck when I came out. What did I see? And coming through the windshield of their big red fire truck, smiles and waves. So, folks, we have the passion. We have the required number of boots on the ground. What we need is money and a direction, and we ain't got a whole heck of a lot of time here. Let's go back to the phones. John in Florida. Hello, John.
Long time.
Hi.
Listen, I'd like to put out the website for Ron Paul's precinct leader program so that you can accomplish exactly what you've been talking about, the boots on the ground.
Okay.
Okay, that's HTTPS, as in Sam, /... voters, with an S, plural, voters.ronpaul2008.com.
ronpaul2008.com.
And then /grassroots/.
Grassroots, I'm writing this out as you speak.
I'll repeat it again, just quickly here. https://voters.ronpaul2008.com/grassroots/.
Okay.
Okay, and that takes you right to the sign-up page to become a precinct leader, where you get your list of people to call, yeah, or go and walk up and talk to them, do the door knocking. And that'll get this, it's like the rubber to the road. This is the way you do it.
All right.
That's an excellent site. I appreciate you giving that.
Have a question for your guest there, too. Is this in conflict at all with what he's doing?
No.
Since it's a separate group.
We may be doing some parallel campaigning in the same fashion, and we have a system that people with computers will be able to pull up a call list on their computer. The numbers will appear on their screen, and they can do precinct calling or whatever. And I wanted to ask you, do you know Mark Cross?
I have not met him yet.
He's a
friend
of mine. Mark Cross was our state chairman for Ron Paul Friends USA, and the national campaign recruited him to be their state coordinator there. So if you have any need of information on how to contact Mark, if you can't get it through the campaign, email me at keeptherepublic@pdq.net. I'll put you in touch with Mark.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
He's an excellent man.
Okay, John, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Jim, I think this is this Missouri or Montana? It's Missouri. Okay. Hello, Jim. Jim, are you there? Jim in Missouri.
Is that Jim Palmisano?
I can't hear anything here. Tell you what, give me the next caller and see if you can scream at him to wake him up. I'm sorry, what? Okay.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Jim.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, finally got through.
Okay.
Well, listen, John, I've never been on your show, but I'm honored to be on with two true patriots.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thank you. Anyway, I'm in total agreement with Dick. You know, we've got to have boots on the ground right now. We got to be walking door to door, and we need to identify with name and telephone number who is already a Ron Paul supporter. That's the most important thing we need to do. It's got to be done. I'm in Missouri. We're a Super Tuesday state,
mm-hmm.
and we've got 3 weeks.
All right, hang on, Jim. I got to take this break. Carol in Pennsylvania will take your call next, 800-313-9443. Folks, we're not going to do a whole lot of programming like this, so here is your opportunity. We have a half hour left in this program. Any questions that you need to ask, Ask them now, because what I've got on the other end of this line is the voice of experience, and especially here in Texas. Texas politics are a little bit different, but politics is politics. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
During the break, a caller, previous caller, had called back into the network and said, is it acceptable to download this programming off the archive and burn this for instruction purposes? Absolutely. And if you don't have the ability to burn on your computer, we will make the show available to you. Just call us at 800-724-2719. Some pretty bright people out there. All of what we do, ladies and gentlemen, is duplicatable, and it is called a tool. Pick it up and use it. Thanks for that call. Jim in Missouri, you were saying, sir.
I was just agreeing with what Dick was saying, and you know, with some of the other stuff going on about the vote, you know, the vote recount and things like that, we've got to just pass it by. We have to keep focused on exactly what we're going to do, and that's we got to get Ron Paul elected. Period.
Yeah, and you saw and you saw what was going on with this, Jim. You know, Oh, gosh, they're going to try to kill Ron Paul. Well, I would say that if he was a candidate that wasn't worth his salt, I would say that would be a non-issue. But there was this flurry of panic oh, my God, they're going to kill the guy. Well, my simple response to that, and it sounded kind of simplistic to some people, but it's true. You know, let's worry about the guy's security once we get him elected. You know?
Sure.
let's do what we need to do to get the guy in the Oval Office. Then we'll decide. And by the way, I've already been talking to people about the security issues. With people, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, you wouldn't want to know. let me just put it to you this way. It makes the Secret Service look like a classroom full of babies with the little suckers in their mouths. Okay? So enough about that. Jim,
is that Jim Palmisano?
Yeah, Dick, that's me.
Oh, hi. I'd just like to tell the listeners that Jim Palmisano is Ron Paul Friends USA's
North Central Territory.
Territory Director. He's got responsibility for several states. And Jim, if you want to give out your contact information, well, feel free.
Please do.
Well, you can go to Ron Paul Meetup. We're group number 29, and my phone numbers and my email address, everything's on there.
Well, just in case they don't have computer, which is a real setback in today's world, but we do have people out there that don't have computer. If somebody needs to contact you directly, what is your number?
417.
Mm-hmm.
496-1973.
All right. Very good. You have an ear. You recognize people's voices, Dick.
I just talked to him on the cell phone during the break.
All right. Hey, Jim, thank you for your call, and thank you for all your hard work, sir.
Jim is very energetic and quite a leader, I'll tell you.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Let's go to Carol in Pennsylvania next. Hello, Carol.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Maybe I'm missing something. I just read on a website where the people said there's not going to be any more money bombs. They've had it, and they pulled the blimp down, I guess, from what I understand. But, you know, we have sat back and let these people continue their charade for all these years, and we've never really done anything to stop it. Maybe I'm missing something in the point of not recounting these votes, because they'll get away with it there, so they'll get away with it the rest of the places. At least that's what they're thinking, and they probably will. They're going to get away with more of it. My community just went and bought a bunch of Diebold machines last week in my community, and I said, I asked for paper ballot. Oh, you can't have one.
Dick, you want to address that?
Well, the paper ballot, of course, I think is the solution to a lot of this electronic voting fraud that we see as a potential. There was, what are these, Diebold machines? There was someone flown in from Helsinki or somewhere, and it took him 90 seconds to hack into the system and change the way the votes were recorded. They took a pause for about an hour or two, and they built in some additional safeguards. And the next time, it only took him 60 seconds to hack in.
Yeah. Colin, let me ask you a question. Carol, and who is saying that they're pulling the money bomb here, that there's not going to be any more financial support?
Yes,
I'm not sure if it's the gentleman that did the money bomb. I'll tell you, it's on Freedom Forum. You can read it, freedomforum.com.
Is this the guy that took out the full-page ad in the USA Today?
John, I'm not sure.
Well, see, these are the things that we've got to know.
Well, all I can tell you is go to Freedom Forum and look at it, and you know. But I ran across an article today, and I don't know where it came from amongst some of my papers, and it was just shocking. And if the people don't wake up, I mean, what they're doing to bring us into the one world government has been going on, was put out there publicly by the U.S. government in 1960.
And if there was any doubt in people's minds, and this is why I mentioned the Oklahoma University meetup, that they had, all the luminaries from the CFR in there. And, of course, Michael Bloomberg is considering, and will know by March if he's ready to do this, to enter the race as an independent. Well, all you had to do is look at the lineup, Gary Hart, past United States senators, and all you had to do, and this was a very short trip to find out and connect the dots, a lot of Council on Foreign Relations people there. Now, we know who the Council on Foreign Relations are and how what they've been doing, and they've been operating inside this country to bring about a world government. That's who and what these people are.
Since 1921.
And this is all I had to see, is this, and I watched this live. It was happening on C-SPAN, and all I had to do is sit there for an hour and watch this to find out exactly what this guy is up to, the mayor of New York. And all I had to do is take a look at his exploratory team, even though that they said that, no, this is not about, getting Michael Bloomberg to run for independent. We're just going to bring the intellectual discussion here into this presidential race. Well, all you had to do was take a look at the Council on Foreign Relations that were there, the same people that have knighted Mr. Huckleberry from Arkansas, and we know that the fix is in. So, you know.
Well, not only that, they're behind every presidential candidate in both parties, with the exception of Ron Paul and Duncan Hunter and Tom Tancredo, who's dropped out.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of them have been approved for election by the Council on Foreign Relations. And these people have had a stranglehold on the United States government, our foreign policy, and our top appointed officials in every administration since Woodrow Wilson.
And isn't it interesting, when Duncan Hunter dropped out and also Tom Tancredo, the guy that should have the nomination for the Republicans in this upcoming election, they weren't there to throw their support behind Mr. Paul, were they?
No.
So what does that tell you, whose hand is up their backside?
Well, Tancredo actually endorsed Romney,
mm-hmm.
which was a surprise to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Duncan Hunter very well, and I don't know who he's thrown his support behind. Do you, John?
It wasn't Ron Paul. I don't think he's come out and said exactly who, but you would have thought immediately after this, because they all know Ron. They know what he stands for.
Yeah, but they're up a stump on this war issue, John. They really are.
Oh, you mean the phony war on terrorism?
Oh, war in Iraq.
There you go. Hey, Carol, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
John, I want to know if you wanted a copy of that. I think it might have been passed out to our military.
Yeah, send it to me. Do you have my address here?
No, I don't.
Okay, are you going to send it this email or snail mail?
It's going to be snail mail.
Okay, send it to RBN, 2251 Double Creek, two words, Double Creek Drive, number 302.
John, you're going too fast.
RBN.
Is it on the web?
Yeah, but you might have a hard time finding it. I'll keep repeating it until you get it.
Okay, my pen's not working right.
Grab a pencil. They never run out of ink.
I don't have one handy. Okay, let's see now.
And by the way,
I got one at work.
Okay,
RBN.
And do me a favor. That pen that you just picked up that doesn't work,
throw it away.
There you go. This is something we never do. We just throw it back in the drawer. Okay, RBN.
Okay.
All right, 2251 Double Creek. That's two words, Double Creek Drive.
This is going to blow your mind when you read this.
Okay. Let's get the address first.
Okay.
Number 302.
Okay.
Round Rock, again, two words, Round Rock, Texas. 78664.
Okay.
All right, Carol, send it on over to me.
Okay, already.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mike in Illinois. Hello, Mike. Mike, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know, did you know there's a site to become a precinct captain with Ron Paul? It would be voters.ronpaul2008.com.
/grassroots/?
It's http://voters.
Funny, I just heard an echo here. A guy just called in with that.
Oh, he did. You know what? I walked away from the phone from the radio for a little bit. And
yeah, great site.
Yeah, it
I
is.
Encourage everyone to join up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I became a precinct captain there, and I'm getting ready to make some phone calls now.
So. How many precinct delegates you have so far?
I don't know. I don't know how to get into all that stuff. All I was able to do was sign up myself and find a bunch of numbers in my precinct to call. And
okay.
So,
are you a convention state or a caucus state?
Convention.
Convention.
Yeah.
Then attend your precinct convention with all of your friends that you can round up, and
uh-huh.
then elect yourself and your friends delegates to the next higher convention level.
Well, the delegates are actually voted in with the are signed up. You have to register them when we registered Ron Paul.
Okay. Well,
to be a candidate.
That's one of the quirky things about some of the states, and they're all different. You have to know the rules for your particular state.
Yeah, the delegates, there was a list of delegates that were Ron Paul that we had to register when we got Ron Paul on the ballot, too.
Right. And you're in Michigan?
Illinois.
Illinois.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, one thing I was thinking about, John, too, is that, you know, a lot of the Patriot Movement or whatever you want to call it, are, you know, we seem to waste time with these bills that they're passing and everything. Isn't there a way to talk to Ron Paul, even his assistants, and find out whether these bills apply to the territories or whether they apply to the states and everything so we don't waste our time with them? You know what I'm saying? Because I think most of these bills they pass just apply to their to the federal government territory and not to the
states.
Well,
but there again, you know, we understand the Constitution. We understand of what districts they have power over. But that has been our problem. The Fed has said that, well, what do you mean territories? What do you mean on military enclaves in Puerto Rico and all that stuff? No, we're federal. We're all over the place. We're going to federalize your states. We're going to mandate what you do. You know, this is one of the problems, and this is another thing that scares just the absolute living snot out of these people that are watching Ron Paul. The southern states have gotten energized because they understand what this guy is saying when he says states' rights. That
right.
A lot of these decisions and a lot of the legislation that has passed, it should be wholly and solely for the enclaves of the federal government, and specifically what the rule book spells out of where they have jurisdiction and where they don't.
Right.
You know, and one thing to be said with Ron Paul, you know, those bills have to cross the president's desk for signature. Guess what? He's going to be like the Grover Cleveland up there. He's going to be rejecting a lot of this legislation because it's not going to pass constitutional muster.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, but the point, like you said, though, too, is that I believe that they do things lawfully, just like they say that Hitler, you know, never did anything that wasn't against the laws that they already passed, you know. So
I believe that the
laws they passed do only apply to the territories, which means that either they've made our states territories or not.
They claim jurisdiction and dominion over all of it. You know, this
right.
is the question I've asked for years. Why do we have federal courts in all the states?
Well, you know what? in my state, anyways, like our Illinois, the Constitution here, they've eliminated the borders in the Constitution. If you read the previous constitutions here, previous to 1970, they all had the borders listed, and I think, you know, they've eliminated the borders in the state constitutions, and now they're, like you said, they're all federal states.
Right.
But that's a point that could be brought out too, is that, you know, hey, these laws apply to the territories. Where, you know, how can you say that this is a territory, or at least you know it's a point where the states are abolished? How could they be?
Well, and if anybody knows about how this country was set up and what the framers intended, if you look at the control that was given us through this system, you know, it's at the county level. It's at the state level. This is our domain. This is our area of influence. And politics were meant to be kept local, not nationalized like they've
right.
done. So,
right.
yeah, we understand the problem there. Hey,
right.
thanks for your call. I appreciate
okay.
it, Mike.
Thanks, John.
All right. Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
John, I'm going to call you. Are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Okay, first of all, I'm on to this precinct leader program here, and it says that there's already three precinct leaders already working this precinct, but anyway, I'm going to work on that. The main reason I'm calling is because of what that lady called about before. There's a man by the name of Edgar J. Steele, conspiracypencepal.com.
Mm-hmm.
He has some great rants, and his writing is excellent. He's extremely knowledgeable. I respect him. If it hadn't been for him, I probably wouldn't have thrown in $100 on Money Bomb Day. But he's got it right by Ron Paul not jumping all over the election fraud. That's going to blow it for us. We should have jumped on it right there and right then, and I hate to say it, but even you-know-who was right about that. So, look, I'm a little disgusted with the whole thing right now. I'm trying to pick myself up, dust myself off, and get on with this precinct leader program thing. But I think the guy's got it right. I highly recommend that you check that information out. And I respect the guy. I think he's got it right. So, anyway, I will pick myself up, dust myself off, and get something done. By the way, also, went to the house painting party here in Houston. The Ron Paul people are the best people in the world. They understand what I'm talking about, and it makes you realize just how unawakened most people are. So I guess that's all I got. I guess I'll shut up and listen in after that.
Right. Mark, are you from Houston?
Yeah, I'm in Houston, Harris County.
Okay, what meetup group are you with?
I go to Spring.
Okay.
I went to that house painting. That's the first time I met people. I got pictures of that. That was cool.
You're one of Trent's people?
No, I don't know. I'm not all involved yet.
Okay.
But I've been...
All right, well,
because
great.
Of people like Edgar J. Steele that I get motivated to do this stuff, you know, because it's all on the line, man. Ron Paul is our last chance for freedom.
Anybody
that's knowledgeable about the power structure knows that. Unfortunately, most people are not knowledgeable about the power structure.
And Mark, and the last thing I want to be doing next January is walking away from the ballot box and going to the cartridge box.
Well, that's where we're going. We're all going right in the garbage.
We're all going to hell in a handbasket if things don't change.
Oh, man, I was listening last night. I was wondering why the heck don't those troops in Iraq revolt in some way? You know, it's got to be like Vietnam all over again. They got to start fragging officers sooner or later. What do they got to lose, you know? If they don't kill officers, they're going to get killed anyway. So,
we've got to keep waiting for General Petraeus's plan to work here. Yeah.
Well, look, I grew up
we got to take the break. I got to let you go. All right. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Thank you.
right, we are back again, folks. RonPaulFriendsUSA.com. I guess that would either make you the chairman or the president of this, Dick?
I'm the national director, founder and national director.
Okay.
For lack of a better title.
Okay.
That may not direct anybody, I recruit.
All right. The number, contact number is 713-728-5669. His email address, dickmills@pdq.net. And you had one other email?
keeptherepublic@pdq.net.
All right. Eleanor in Ontario. Eleanor, you're next.
Hi, John. I just wanted to pass on an interesting article that appeared in Op-Ed News this morning, and which may ultimately, literally, get rid of electronic voting altogether. A lawyer named Mark Adams has been working on the South Carolina primary problem with their electronic voting, and he has poked around the Constitution of South Carolina and discovered that there's a ban on voting in secret in the Constitution. Well, nobody can see inside a computer, so that's voting in secret.
It's not a tangible and a vote. I am in agreement with that, and my argument with the voting thing is we can do this, and it would be rather cheap to do, and it's the manual vote and the manual vote count, but with a difference. We get a receipt. In other words, a carbon copy voting receipt of what you've done. So if there has to be a recount, those actual copies of the vote that were cast on that particular day are to be made available. Now, you said that website again was what?
Well, I've emailed it to John Statmiller at hotmail.com and your RBN communications form as well, so you should be getting it soon.
All right. I will check that this evening, ma'am.
Great.
All right.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Eleanor. Don in Ohio, we will make you the last call on this edition of the National Intel Report with Mr. Dick Mills.
Yeah, well, from what I understand, Ron Paul mentioned that there will be another money bomb on Martin Luther King Day, and there's also an effort to get Ron Paul 2008 emblazoned on the back of Roy Jones Jr. in the upcoming fight in Las Vegas.
Really?
Yeah, it's on, if you look up ronpaulboxing.com, they're taking donations to get that emblazoned on his back.
Okay. How about this one? How about if we get all the candidates, both Democrat and Republican, and we have Ron Paul tattooed on their backside so they never forget? Hey, that's a great story, Don. I appreciate that. And the website again?
Ron Paul Boxing.
RonPaulBoxing.com,
yep.
org? .com.
.com.
Okay, real good. Thank you, Don.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate it very much. Yeah, the energy is there. The passion is there. We need a few more boots on the ground. Are you people starting to understand about the precincts out there, how the delegates are important? Folks, we're building something. We've not had a lot of experience because we've walked away from this years ago. And people like Dick, I'm sure you were bemused over the years to watch the very thing and the very control walk away from people that they've had, but they couldn't stand the smell, and, well, it was just politics as usual. Let me tell you something, folks. It's been ingrained in the American people's psyche. Well, you can't fight City Hall. Let me tell you something. There's enough of it. We got strong backs. We can literally pick it up off its foundation and move it to where we desire. Keep that in mind. Mr. Mills, thank you for spending this 2 hours with us.
Thank you. It sure went by in a hurry.
It sure did, didn't it? All right, folks. And again, that show's available on the archives. Download that. Copy it. It's an educational tool. Pass it out. Don't have a computer, don't have the capability of burning, 800-724-2719. Make sure you get a copy of the program. Dick, you and I will be talking real soon.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the time.
Okay, thank you. Bob Chapman tomorrow, which, by the way, I think it's going to be Ron Paul's Economic...